The definition of the word Baruch, there's a commentary called Iyun Tfila in the Sidur Otsar HaTfilot.
Whose Sidur is it?
And this is a Sidur which really puts together a lot of commentaries on the Tfila. And the Iyun Tfila really is a work that summarizes a lot of the different commentaries. He's basically not doing his own thing, but rather putting together a lot of other things, a lot of other commentaries, what they wrote on the Siddur. So this is a fantastic Siddur. It comes in all sizes, in Ashkenaz and Sephard, Siddur Otsar HaTfilot. And on the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kedeshanu Bemitzvah Tzivanu Al Netilat Yadayim, page 114, meaning he's had a lot to say before this, he discusses what the word Baruch means. And he says, should I read the Hebrew and translate?
Sure.
Okay, he says, Baruch Ata Nir'e Sherabotenu Zal Lo Hevdilu Bepitaron Ben Berkat Elokim LeBerkat Ediot. It seems that our sages did not differentiate between a blessing that's to Hashem or a blessing that's given from one man to another. Inyan shtehim etzlam cheshek hamvarech letosefet tovat hamvurach v'cheftzo b'roshu. They both mean, what does the word Baruch mean? Be it when I wish someone else, when I say Baruch Atah, or when Malki Tzedek blesses Avram, the first time we have the word Baruch in the Torah, Baruch Avram lekel elyon. So then the word Baruch means the desire of the one blessing, that the one that's being blessed will have more good, and his desire that he has joy, that he has happiness. Lo kmo sheshuma b'fi ha'amon lifto birkat Elokim mein shevach v'tila. Not the way the masses say that the word Baruch, when referring to Hashem, is a term of praise. So he says, I think that my rabbis did not explain it like the masses. And he continues and says, Sha'arei amru b'masechet Baba Metzia. The Talmud says in Baba Metzia, we have a mitzvah in the Torah that says that when you take collateral from the poor, if you've taken a garment he needs at night, give it to him. V'shachav b'salmato v'recheka. He will rest in that garment that you've given back to him, and he will bless you for having given him back the garment at night. So the Talmud there says, V'lo hegdesh en tzarich bracha. We derive a halacha. When do you have to give back a garment if the one who took the collateral is an ordinary person? So that person gives back the garment and gets blessed. But if Hegdish took the collateral, they do not give the poor man back his garment because they don't need his blessing. Ulefi pitron ha'amon, my kushyan. The way everyone explains the word Baruch, what does that mean? Gam birkat Rabbi Ishmael Kohen Gadol k'shne, ma lo Ishmael b'ni barcheini. So that's the first point. Second point, the Talmud tells us in Brachos that when Rabbi Ishmael Kohen Gadol entered the Holy of Holies once, he saw a katrikel ka Hashem tzvakot sitting on his throne, and he said, Yishmael, my son, bless me. What does Rabbi Ishmael say? May it be your will that your mercy will overtake your anger. And he goes through a whole thing. You will treat your children with the trait of mercy. And you will go beyond the call of duty with your children. I think that's the blessing. Maybe there's another line I forgot. So he says, Lo zachar ba shum tila b'shevach. You don't find over there any praise. You know, if when Hashem says to Rabbi Ishmael, bless me, what Hashem meant was praise me, then that's not praise. He says, why, please have more mercy for your kids. Rak tefila uvakashat rachamim. His blessing over there is a prayer. He's asking for mercy. What kind of bracha is that? Aval emet. But the truth. And sometimes in some commentaries, when they say emet, they're talking about Kabbalah, and that's what it sounds like here. כי גם ברכת אלוקים עניינו גילוי חשק המברך לראות בתוספת טובתו כי תתגדל ותרדם מלכותו בעולמו. That when we say Baruch, that's also a desire to see more good, so to speak, happening on behalf of God, so to speak, that his kingdom in the world will become greater. that he will be more respected in the world, so to speak. His the recognition of his kingdom will be greater in this world. And the term Baruch also encompasses the prayer, the request, that those that God created in general and each one on his own will have more joy. Because it is praising praiseworthy to the king that his subjects are happy. And really this concept is deep. Rav Chaim Yivelazhin, in the Nefesh HaChaim, in the second shahar, he goes into it. V'nishalu rishonim mipnei ma hayta takanat habchot benochach v'nifstar. Then he goes on to another question. Why is it that the blessing begins off with we speak in first person and then we talk in third person. Baruch ata asher kiddushono. Okay, you want to go into that?
No, now I have a question.
Okay, so this is his definition. Wait.
That is the definition of what?
I don't want anything, but if I remember correctly, there are other definitions. There's another commentary here that goes into a summary of the different opinions as to what Baruch means. That is one understanding of what he just said. One second. Question is, where is it? I'm not finding it. Okay, for now we'll stay with that, but there's more. I mean, there's one place over here in the commentary where he quotes, I thought it was on the blessing of Asher Yatzar, which is right in the next page, but I'm not finding it, where he quotes a few opinions. I mean, here he only quoted really two. But there are more. Yeah, I'm
well,
with you.
The beginning was pretty convincing on the surface. I mean,
okay. Is there anything else on this? Because I don't see right now.
I just want to ask, well, what? Do you have something to add? Do you have something that you.
There are other understandings as to what Baruch means.
If Baruch is pray, is not praise, but it's desire to see blessing, what does that mean, Baruch HaTashem? You are blessing Hashem, you want Hashem to...
It's really the way he's explaining. Baruch means... I want to open the door for him. The way he's explaining is that... He's explaining that Baruch is the desire to see his name become greater. Baruch is may your name be greater. Baruch Atah Hashem. It's also wishing upon Hashem.
Baruch Atah Hashem. It's in the present.
Yeah, you should be Baruch. I wish upon you to
Isn't
be.
Isn't that normally in the future when we say you should be? Tiyeh bari.
No. Ata tiyeh bari. You can't say ata tiyeh bari.
I'm saying, but we don't say tevarech and tiyeh bari, whatever. You be blessed.
By definition, I think that's how he's defining the word baruch. You should be blessed. In other words, you should be, you should have more good, which means what? Which means your name should be more recognized in the world. If you think about it, it even fits with the whole idea of a blessing. What am I saying? I'm recognizing your name in this world. I'm recognizing that you're the one that gave me this mitzvah, or you're the one that makes the tree grow, or you're the one that gave me this food. So I'm saying, may you be blessed. In other words, may you be more recognized in the world. You who I hereby recognize gave me the food I eat. I hereby recognize gave me the clothing I wear. And it goes hand in hand. What am I doing when I make a blessing? I'm recognizing that what I have is from Him. And when I'm saying Baruch, according to this definition, I'm also, so to speak, blessing or praying or wishing upon Him that others too should recognize this.
And our blessing has influence on Hashem?
That He didn't discuss. He didn't discuss. Ah, so that's a question you got to ask someone else.
Why?
Because different people will give different answers, and I'm not going to give any answer.
Uh-huh. Bravo.